been, they said the humidity made it 103.
Yeah.
It's been horrible.
You guys are tropical people. You'll get through it. We're up here sweating. Yeah, just fat white people sweating while we're thinking. Like, can't you don't even have to move. Just sit still and sweat.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of fat white people up there.
I know. I'm one of them.
Yeah, and they say global warming is not a thing, which I can't tell.
Come to Arkansas now.
Yeah.
I dare you.
Yeah, man, it's rough. It's been rough lately. It's been hot and raining here.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Same thing. But the rain is usually done by now. So I'm just kind of holding on. We got another little strong storm surge the other day. I was at work, and so I've been driving, I don't know, almost 20 years professionally. I had my first streamline winds I had to pull over for. Like, it was actually rocking the truck to the point that I was like, yo, I'm finna be in this truck and it's gonna flip over.
Smart man.
I pulled over. It rocked the truck. I had to back up and turn it like diagonal to the wind just because it was the way I pulled over. I was still hitting it side, like broadside. And dude, it was rocking the whole truck. Like fucking King Kong was climbing up the side of the bitch. It was insane.
That is terrifying.
Yeah. So I kept thinking, what if this truck turns over and pins me to the ground? I said, I'm not going to climb my fat ass up to the other side. I'm going to have to kick the windshield out or something.
Yeah, and I kind of need you here.
No, I know.
Want you to be safe.
You remember what happened to old Jody B? Yeah, he died in a fucking, in a freak truck accident. What happened? He suffocated trying to climb his fat ass out, but he didn't get the seatbelt off. Yeah, stupid.
That would be bad. That would be really bad and depressing. Don't need anything else to be depressing. The world is depressing enough.
I thought it would be a much more fun story when I go, you know? Just, yeah, stupid. Wind, truck, fat. You know.
The usual. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If you could pick how you go, how would you go?
I know how I don't want to go. Car accident. That seems like it would suck real bad. Because I've seen a lot of them nowadays, they make the cars so economical that, like, they can plow into shit and, like, you don't die, you just get hurt real bad. Like,
I've seen that.
Back in the 70s, you could go out with some dignity because there was only a seatbelt across your lap. So, like, if you rear-ended somebody, you just conk your forehead into a steel dash and then, you know, that's that.
What happened to, I'm curious, you ever saw the movie Demolition Man?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I do too. What happened to, because I feel like, we should have got this by now.
Mm-hmm.
The cars that turned the foam.
The shaving cream foam.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could get it out fast enough. Dude, airbag technology really hasn't come very far from where it was. Like, it's just like a shotgun primer attached to an air sac that pops when the car gets crunched.
And you get fucked up.
Right.
Not like
I don't know of anything. Maybe now this is going to be out of your league because you got bigger kids, but there's this shit called like oobleek or oobleck. It's this stuff that like kids make when you mix flour with water and glue and shit.
Oh, that's like some shit my daughter would probably do.
Yeah. So it'd be cool if that shit just like leaked into the car and like it's a solid, but it's a liquid. So you can like smack it and then it goes back to a liquid. So like quicksand kind of.
Oh, that's cool.
You'd have to do something like that. I don't see how it could just fill up with shaving cream and then get hard enough before you hit a brick wall, you know? They got a lot of stuff right, though. Taco Bell is reigning supreme in the fast food delivery age.
That is very true. I kind of want some Taco Bell. I haven't had Taco Bell in a while.
Why?
Nobody in my family likes it.
Taco Bell's delicious. Tell your family to stop being a fucking assholes.
It is, but they kind of like McDonald's and shit like that, so it's like Taco Bell. To get Taco Bell, I would have to drive to Taco Bell and make them get like, hey, this is what we're eating right now.
Oh.
Otherwise than that, they're like, hey, there's a Burger King, there's a McDonald's, there's a Wendy's, there's a KFC. They're picking everything else before Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Tropical.
Yeah, I think you should just beat them, Delvin. Isn't that what you're supposed to do to your kids when they don't do the right thing? Just beat them and they'd be like, eat this fucking Nacho Bel Grande and shut the fuck up.
That's a good idea.
Badass kids won't eat the Taco Bell.
All right, let's start the podcast with what would Boozy do? Because I think that's a fair one to start it off with.
Oh, this is a good segment. WWBD?
Yeah, WWBD. So I'm going to share the video with Jody so he can kind of...
Boozy's always getting up to fucking mischief. That's what I imagine he would write a song about whatever his troubles are currently.
Yes, I agree. So this is Boozy.
Boozy badass. There he is. Yeah. Well, he is a very petite man, isn't he?
I think he's like short, if I remember correctly.
Boozy's not a very tall man. This is in an amusement park, and it looks like from this angle, the railings only come up to about his nipples, the hand railings.
That's not good.
He's smaller than Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, and Floyd Mayweather was not a big dude either.
You can't ride.
What?
you can't ride.
Damn. Oh, because that bitch said so. Oh, she walked him out. Oh, damn.
You can't ride.
He did the sulky sway walk like your big brother just took your basketball.
He did.
Now I got to go home and tell my fucking mom.
For those who didn't see the video, they wouldn't let Boozy get on the ride.
That was a little kid ride. I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I guess either he was too big or too small. But it looked like his kids are smaller than him getting on the ride.
I would have just loved to see him shoot the little Mickey Mouse next to the thing. It's like, you must be this tall. And he's like, I'm a grown-ass motherfucker. Pap, 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 pap. Mickey Mouse can suck my dick.
I love it. All right. Since we lighten the mood a little bit, let's lighten it a little bit more before we get into...
Damn, Delvin. He looked deflated. When's the last time you did a walk like that?
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's like you had her out all night, and then she get to the door, and she just walk inside and shut it in your face. And just all shoulders, walk your happy ass back to the car.
Yeah, I kind of did have that now that I think about it. Yeah. I drove
the motherfucker out here, paid for everything. Goddamn, put gas in my car. I put on my nice shoes. Damn.
That was probably December of last year.
You had a Boozy moment?
You mentioned, made me think about when you start talking about the dating thing.
Yeah.
The girl, one of the girls I was trying to talk to at the time, who I mentioned before, who didn't like the steaks and stuff like that, likes her steak burnt as fuck. That's how we knew this wasn't going to work out.
Right.
Our first date and stuff, she gave me a handshake. Bitch, fuck, I'm doing a handshake.
Yeah, hand job. You read the fucking text wrong, lady.
She gave me a handshake and like one of those hood hugs. I'm like, what
yeah,
are you doing this?
I bought you fajitas. You're supposed to gog on this thing right now. Yeah.
And it was so weird because it's like, this is a weird thing to do on a date with somebody you like. And she said she liked me. She wanted to go on a second date. She asked for a second date and everything like that. But it was just an awkward, weird thing. This is no kiss on the cheek, no hug. It's just weird bro handshake thing. This is fucking weird as shit.
You're supposed to kiss my penis. How dare you?
Exactly.
It's 2023. Anal on the first date. Eating booty. That's how the kids do it nowadays. You tell her to get her shit together.
That's true. Facts. All right. Let me make Jody laugh before we get to these topics. All right, Jody, you ready for something funny?
I'm always ready for funny, Delvin.
Let's have a little fun before we get to these depressing ass topics.
Poor Boozy. Damn.
This isn't Boozy, but let's look at this. He's a rapper. His name's Rilo Rodriguez.
Okay.
Look at him try to order a buttermilk pancake platter.
Oh, I feel like he's not going to pronounce his consonants, huh?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see how this goes.
Buttermilk pan platter.
Let's see how close you got.
And get a barnacle platter pancake. A barnacle pancake platter to a crudo.
A barnacle pancake platter. With sausage or bacon, bitch. Don't even try.
He called it a barnacle platter.
With all defense, the drive-thru menu might have had bullet holes or something in it. Maybe it didn't read what it was supposed to say.
Maybe.
Let me get a barnacle platter.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody pronounce pancakes that wrong.
Barnacle. Isn't that the shit that they said at the beginning of Rey Mysterio Jr.'s wrestling music before you get shot out of the stage? So it's like barnacle. Sound like it. Barnacle, barnacle. And then it shoots
6-1
him out.
6-1-9. Yeah. Kind of sound like it.
Yeah, he was... way off on that one.
I'm glad you mentioned Rey Mysterio. Because I have topics for us today, as always.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a list. And based off these topics, there's one I'm almost certain you're going to pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel.
Okay, that's one of them, so yes.
But that one's a must, because I got some things.
That's a must. I have another one. It's a little bit, correction. Two I know you're going to pick for certain. Okay, the second one, The Undertaker.
Oh, okay. I'll probably pick that one too. Damn.
Yeah, that's a good one. The third one, Newborn.
All right.
Fourth one, Boats.
It's fitting for summertime, Boats.
Yeah.
I don't have anything funny to say about Boats. I'm sorry. I let you down, DC. Okay.
No, you're good. The fifth one, Organs.
All right.
Sixth one, Daughter.
I think some of them are carried over from last time when Domingo was here, because Organs sounds familiar.
Yes. Seventh, we have an IHOP one.
Fucking IHOP.
The eighth, Carlicia Hood. Have you heard the story yet?
No, I don't know that name at all. Carlicia?
Okay, that's perfect. And the ninth one, Your Car Is Totaled.
Hmm. We had to do a couple of these now. We're fucking running out of room. Shit. Can we open with Cracker Barrel? Just because I felt like that one was the one that made me laugh the hardest when you sent it to me.
Oh, okay. That's a good choice. I think
because I don't have a lot to say about it, but I thought it was interesting. And then maybe we'll do IHOP with it. We can stick with the theme.
Okay. All right, let's start off with
Rip through a couple of these quick.
These are two very different stories.
Yeah. Well, the Cracker Barrel one, I feel like, is a PSA. We need to get the information out there for the people, you know?
I agree.
I look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer right now in my picture.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question about the Cracker Barrel one. Yeah. Once I play the video.
Okay.
Well, let's get right to it. Let me, I'm loading it up.
Can I ask you a question while you're loading it up?
Sure.
Delvin, have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
That's what the question I was going
to
ask you.
Have you ever dined at, have I ever been to a Cracker Barrel? I think I was born in a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, so this we'll talk about it as soon as we watch this video.
That's where the namesake came from. They named it after me. What does that headline say?
The headline says on this video, Cracker Barrel and racism, anti-blackness, stay away family, your life could be in danger. They do not like blackness.
Oh, man.
Why would they say that? Let's see what this video says. Let's check it out.
Okay, Cracker Barrel has what?
Cracker Barrel has a code word for black people when they come in. It's like, the way we do it is we say coot.
Whoa.
Over the radio, we tell the basically the back staff that there's black people here that, you know.
Okay. What was the word that she used, DC? Did you hear it?
It sounds like coo.
Yeah, it sounded like coon. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought it sounded like, coo. But she, the lady who's talking, missing teeth.
Yeah, she got a speech impediment.
Yeah, but she's telling us that Cracker Barrel has like a code word when they see black people.
Yep.
And they say coo.
Yeah.
Really? Coo.
See, that's too close to the thing. I figured they would have something better like grits and gravy. We got grits and gravy times four in the lobby right now. Something.
Yeah, I would think something like that too.
Got extra spicy collard greens.
Yeah. Not bad. Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Because I think. What do you think this is true?
Okay, so here's my thought. I've been into a few Cracker Barrels. I've seen plenty of black people eating there. They didn't use any special code word when they talked over the headset. So maybe in whatever podunk fucking Cracker Barrel that this snaggletooth bitch worked in, they had a code word for black people. But I don't think they have one here in my locale.
I was going to say something similar. I was going to say that it's probably based on the region you live in.
Sure.
Because I know, because I've worked in our restaurants before. They have certain things and they kind of do, kind of unwritten rules that they kind of do.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you a good example. If you come, they probably do this in your area. With Wendy, a lot of like restaurants like Wendy's and stuff like that. When you're in the drive-thru, now when you pull up, they tell you to back up.
What?
Yeah. They'll tell you, like, you get to the window, right? And then, like, let's say, $5.99. Let's say what the price is. You pay your money. They tell you to back up and wait there until they call you back up. Do you know why they do this?
The back up to, like, the fucking order part?
Not to the order part. To, like, the you back up your car just a little bit, like let's say like maybe a foot away or something like that, just a couple inches back.
Yeah, there's never really room. Like, I'm usually right on somebody's ass in a drive-thru, so you're kind of confusing me with this. I figured somebody would pull right up.
They stop the other cars because, you know, you have one car at the window.
Sure.
And then you have you going up. Unless it's really, really crowded, they can't do this. But they back you up and tell you to wait there to trick their timer so their time comes out better.
Oh.
This is like a thing a lot of restaurants do down here.
Oh, because once you pull past the window, then the timer starts and they get into, okay, efficiency yes. bullshit. Well, that's just gaming the system. That's just smart.
Exactly. So
I put one of those big yellow and black fucking arms out there in the middle of the thing and stop them a foot before that shit. Just drop it right down in front of their car and be like, don't move. Fuck ass.
Yeah, that's a common thing down there. So when you go to a fast food place down there, don't be surprised they make you back up and
they just hold their hand out the window and make you stop short of the window and go, hold out right there. Stop. Don't move.
Yep. Exactly.
Damn. No, I ain't never seen that happen here, but so the Cracker Barrel thing, right? Let me ask you this, Delvin. If let's for sake of argument, let's say there is a code word at all Cracker Barrels. It's a code word. When somebody walks in, they go say chicken and waffles.
Okay.
What's the point? What would be the point to saying that? And this is where she lost me, because I would almost believe some racist shit. If you're black and you go under Cracker Barrel, you kind of get what you get. It's called the Cracker Barrel for a reason. And if the novelties and trinkets and antique farm equipment hanging on the walls doesn't give you a sense of what's going on in here, you should probably turn around and leave.
Yeah, I agree, because I've been to Cracker Barrel one time.
Yeah.
It was because the job I was working at, right? They called me, and I worked like an hour away. They called all the managers in like for a meeting, and I was a manager at the time. So I drove way down there. They were like, oh, the meeting was canceled. Like, motherfucker, I live an hour away.
Right.
And they were like, oh, we're sorry about that. Come on, we'll take you out to lunch. And they took me to Cracker Barrel. And it was one of the weirdest, awkwardest things I've ever experienced in my life. What? They weren't like me.
Oh, I want to get into this now, because I would love to know what your experience was like at Cracker Barrel. Like, what in particular was just like, this is a weird...
Just like, yeah. You know,
I said there's antique farm equipment on the wall, and you saw a picture of your great grandma. You were like, hold on.
Yeah.
God damn it. This isn't a lot okay.
Yeah, but it's like a lot of antique old farm equipment in there. A lot of white people, a lot of like
plows and sickles and lanterns and all kinds of goofy shit stuck to the wall.
It's like a weird restaurant. And then, you know, I'm in there with a bunch of white people because the white people are taking me in there. And I don't think they realize, like, this probably isn't a place to take Delvin.
Sure. I would never take you to a Cracker Barrel. I would have a little more respect for your palate. Although, hash brown casserole is pretty goddamn good.
Huh? Okay. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
So get it to go.
Like, they'll bring it out to your car. You don't even have to go inside. You can sit on the front porch in the chairs and just have the fun experience of plantation living. You don't have to go inside.
But it was weird. It was a weird experience because... not the people I was there with, but the staff was just looking at me the whole time. Like, the whole time. I'm like, this is fucking awkward.
Wait, do you think I'm going to steal something? You think I'm going to steal the little peg jump game off the table, you cunt?
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, why is he here? Like
yeah, shouldn't you be in the back?
Yeah, like, it was like a weird, awkward thing. And I was like, ugh. I don't like, I feel so uncomfortable there. And yeah, I'll put it to you this way. If I would have had to pay for the food, I would have left.
Yeah. There's a comic that has a joke about it, and I don't even know if it was ever on anything, but I've only heard it. And it's like, oh, Cracker Barrel is just like blatantly a racist title. It would be like if somebody called, you know, some other restaurant the N-word basket or the N-word bucket or something like that. They were like, it's the same thing. Like, why would you walk into a place like that?
I agree. That's exactly how I'd feel. Like,
now I'm going to say this. If I had the option to go to the N-word basket, I would probably go there just because I bet the food would be pretty good.
Yeah. the food would probably be pretty good.
They're going to have fried okra, probably.
And they'll probably be a little bit more accepting of you going there.
Yeah, spaghetti and catfish. There's going to be a nice array of different shit at the N-word
basket. Cracker Barrel feels like they're telling you they don't want you there. It's not like it's like, yeah, like, yeah, we don't want you here.
They kind of just want you to buy the shit out front. That's why you got to come in and exit through the fucking gift shop. They're like, all this other shit in here is cool and more entertaining than what's happening in here.
I'm cool on Cracker.
Some old busted biscuits and chicken tenderlings. Tenderlings? That's not a thing. Chicken tenders.
What is it? Yeah, tenders.
Chicken and dumplings. Really, the only reason to go there is hash brown casserole. That's really it. I've had a lot of things at the Cracker Barrel. It's just kind of okay, but the hash brown casserole is fucking amazing.
Huh. Is it like, because I only went there one time. Is it like, I'm trying to think, what's the name of the place? I can't remember the name. I just went blank.
Oh, is it a regional thing? Like somewhere that should be like a Perkins?
Waffle House. There you go. Is it like Waffle House?
No. Like, because Waffle House is like more of a diner kind of thing, like breakfast all day, but you can also get lunch. Cracker Barrel is more like they'll serve breakfast all day, but they preferred like dinner, lunch stuff.
Gotcha.
Lots of fried foods and biscuits and cornbread and shit like that.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, Waffle House is fucking good.
Waffle House is awesome. I live real close to one. If you ever stop by, I'll buy you a chicken melt.
Okay. That's a deal. I have every time I've been to a Waffle House, and this is the opposite of Cracker Barrel, I get excellent service.
Yeah.
Maybe because I go in the daytime, I don't go at night, but it's been excellent.
It's usually pretty good. Like some of those waitresses, they've been there all day, and if you're not a complete fucking asshole, like you'll be one of their easier customers for the day. So they appreciate you not being a shit when you get in there.
Yeah. I've had great food. So, in closing with this, Cracker Barrel, just don't go there. Just say no.
Yeah, is it racist? Probably.
Yes.
You can try it if you want to. That's fine. Don't listen to that fat, toothless bitch, though. Like, go try it for yourself and see how you feel. They're not going to lynch you or anything inside. It's just going to be maybe the vibe's not what you like.
Yeah, you're just going to feel really uncomfortable like I did. Really, really uncomfortable.
Bring your own salt and pepper.
Yeah, there's that part.
Just made me laugh. I didn't understand where she was like, black people are here. I go, what does that mean? Do you put extra seasoning in it? Do you spit in it? Why would you do that? How are you going to know which person is what? Like, what is the code and why does it matter if there's a black person here? Do you act different? Do you do something different?
Probably.
You just giggle because there's a black dude outside freaking out because he's looking at all the shit hanging on the walls.
Probably, yeah. That's I don't even think, yeah, it's a weird code to have. Like, black
people. Yeah, they're going to send this back. It's not going to be cooked enough. They would know.
Oh, man. All right. The next thing you brought up is IHOP. So we'll just go through. This is a quick clip, but
IHOP.
I want to get you. Yeah.
Not a big fan.
You're not a big fan of IHOP?
No, I'm a Waffle House guy. And like that's Coke and Pepsi in my world, you know? Like, it's two completely different experiences, and IHOP is way more bougie. It costs way more. I don't fucks with IHOPs a lot.
It does. They have a really good omelet, though. They have an egg. It's really fucking good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really good.
You get a big omelet. You know what? I'll go there for omelets. And they got like five different kinds of syrup for your pancakes. That's cool. But there's no, like, the gimmick means nothing to me.
I agree. Makes sense.
You don't have to wait on coffee. They put a whole pot of coffee on your table. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that is cool. So, and something that we'd probably see at a Waffle House, man shoots rival gang member inside IHOP.
Damn. So, I bet the one gang member was hiding out at IHOP because he knew Waffle House was a danger zone.
Yeah, so let's watch the clip.
It's like the Bloods and the Crips. They know which fucking breakfast institute to go to. Let's check it out. Hold on.
Okay.
So the Crips would probably go to IHOP, right? Because they'd be they'd be jumping around and shit. Bloods can go to the Waffle House. That's where that's where shit goes down.
I like it. That's a good idea. All right. Check it out.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, he shot him straight up.
Right in his face.
That's wild. It's a wild Crip clip.
Okay, so you already put it down. Can I see that again? That was a lot.
You want to see it again?
Please. I like seeing people die. Because I'm pretty sure the one fella got shot right in his face.
Look, he got shot.
So homeboy's sitting in a booth, right? He's sitting in a little the little one-person booth. That's a table for two booth. He sees dude rocking up, I think he's already getting the piece under the table. And the other two fellows that are walking up can't see it because he's under the table. And as soon as they get broadside, he picks up and he shot that one cat right in his fucking face.
Yeah, let's look at it. Let's watch the replay.
He said, y'all stop playing. Bam. Look, it shot the feathers out of his fucking coat.
Yeah. That's a.
There's a little baby in there that got trampled almost. Wow.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
How do you like your fucking brain? Scattered, smothered, covered, chunked.
Yeah, that's a wild one.
Damn.
Sometimes we're going to get a little dark. I didn't expect you to pick that one, but.
I didn't expect somebody to pull up in a Waffle or an IHOP like that. Like I said, that's Waffle House fucking activity.
Yeah, that really is. A little shocking. But I felt like, yeah, this is a hard asses clip.
Well, no, you're giving me so many things to think about here, Delvin, because there was no fighting. There was no brawling. Nobody threw a chair. Like, they don't play that kind of shit in IHOP. IHOP is Republican state. they just pulled the strap out.
He came up and just shot, like, straight up. No hesitation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every Waffle House clip you see, it's people fighting in a Waffle House. Like, barely anybody ever gets shot in Waffle House. They beat each other up and throw chairs and stuff. But IHOP, they're playing a different game.
Different.
IHOP, you hop the fuck out of here when I shoot you in your goddamn kneecap.
Well, homie aim for the head.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we got newborn. We got Undertaker. We got boats, organs, daughter, Christina Lee.
Since we're going like kind of in by themes, and I'm going to pick them two at a time, DC. I don't give a fuck. I think I'm going to do Undertaker and organs. That sounds like it could go together well.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
We'll do the organ one first then.
Yep.
New York City doc stole missing brain dead woman's Myron Hyros de Baldrick organs.
Myron Hyros de Baldrick? What the fuck was that? Is that a brand?
That's her name. Myron?
Yeah.
Hoyos.
Okay.
De Baldrick.
That's her name. I thought it was some kind of organ. Like you're special, like a duodenum or a kidney or gallbladder or something. No.
That's her name. A mentally impaired Long Island woman who went missing from her home and was then killed by a subway train had her organs harvested by doctors before authorities could even tell her family she was dead.
Oh. What, did they just scoop them up off the third rail or something? Like, how the fuck did that happen? They had her fucking gutted out before they even told the parents?
Apparently so. So her name's, you said her name.
Yeah.
Myron went missing on May 6th, 2022 from her son's home, her family said. The next day, the mother of two was hit by a Brooklyn bound L train near 6th Avenue and West 14th Street, Manhattan.
Damn.
Her family claimed in court papers. But even though Baldrick had a written proof of her identity with her, no one reached out to the family who were calling hospitals and police precincts looking for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Her mom was reported missing to the Nassau County Police May 8th, and cops issued a missing vulnerable adult report. A week later, Baldrick was taken to NYU Langone, where her body was dissected and her organs were harvested for donation, including her thoracic and abdominal urethra, kidneys, adrenal glands, liver, gallbladder. Her family said in a Supreme Court lawsuit against the city and health and hospital corps, which run Bellevue.
Yeah.
So essentially, they didn't tell her, they didn't tell the family that they found their mother, and they just took her organs.
Yeah. You ever what? Like, are you an organ guy, Delvin? You organ donor?
I think I am.
Yeah, I think I am too. I've heard people who like conspiracy theory, I guess, that like if you are an organ donor and like you're close to dying for whatever reason, like sometimes they won't save you so they can use your organs for other stuff. Like, it's incentive for them to harvest your organs, so they won't help you, I guess. Doesn't feel like it would be true, but it's just crazy enough to work, you know?
Yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah, it might. It's one of those things where when you're filling out the form of your license and stuff like that, you don't think about it, but you probably should.
Well, you're like, hey, if I die and my liver's good, like, yeah, some little kid can have part of my liver, but it's like, if I'm not going to die and you need my liver, that's a different story.
Yeah, you probably should just save me. Like, if there's a chance you can save me, probably should save
Actually, there's this little white girl, Delvin. She really, really needs a kidney. Actually, she needs two kidneys, so we're going to go ahead and cut them some bitches out.
Tough shit. I forgot to tell you.
Give me back my kidney, bitch.
There was a Van Damme movie that came out a while back. This is back like in the, back.
Yeah. A while back is probably 30 years ago.
No, not even. It's like one of his last like movies. It's like after the people found out like, hey, man, it's old Van Damme. Like he's like 60 years old.
Oh, damn. I know he was in the Expendables around there, something like that.
It was around that time. Thank you.
Okay.
It's a movie where I remember the movie because it starts off with Van Damme fucking this girl, as most Van Damme movies do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up and his kidney is missing.
So he wakes up in a bathtub full of ice or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the whole movie is him chasing down the mobsters and the triad who stole his kidney, trying to get it back.
Yeah. Instead of Liam Neeson's daughter, it's his kidney. Give me back my kidney.
Yes. And it's like, it's a pretty solid Van Damme movie. I can't remember the name of it. But, you know, for him to be, I want to say it's one of the last Van Damme movies I remember him actually, like, fighting in.
Yeah.
So it's like this is pretty decent for a low-budget Van Damme movie.
I'm trying to think of a pun with a Van Damme movie and a body part. I'm blanking. But Bloodsport. Bloodsport, no. Kid.
Bloodsport, Time Cop, Lionheart. Yeah,
you fucking. I'm
trying to think of all the Van Damme movies. Universal Soldier, 1, 2, whatever fucking ever. There's a lot of Universal Soldier movies.
Which one was the Taipei Deathmatch? Where they were dipping their hands in like glue and shit?
Kickboxer.
Yeah. Kidney Boxer. No, I'm done. Fucking JCVD. That would be scary to get like all your organs harvested and wake up, but like at least she was dead already. It is crazy they dissected her though, they said.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
You think you, so like when you die, do you have a plan? You like buried, cremation, like you got any ideas?
Only thing I have set in stone is when I die, my kids get all of my collectibles to sell.
Yeah. I just meant more like your body.
My body, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So I wonder, like, I would sell my body to science. Because, like, I don't really believe in, like, being buried and stuff. It's just a lot of wasted material. I don't know if I'm going to have anything worth a shit, but there was a story we read on Rubberneckers where the guy, same thing happened, where the guy, unbeknownst to him, signed the mom's body over to science or whatever, because it was like, this is what she wanted to do because she had some kind of disease, I guess. And really all they needed was like her brain. So then you got the body left, right? Well, they, I guess, turned around and sold the body to like a military surplus experiment place. And they were like tying her to rockets and shit and like blowing up bodies to see what the impact would be of like the shrapnel. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they thought she was going to get donated to like Parkinson's, and actually like only a little bit of her went to Parkinson's. The rest of it went to like landmine fucking testing, where it was just like, let's see how far it'll blow a leg off if you step on one.
That's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty fun. You wouldn't want to get donated to that, or like some anger management course where like psychos can come and punch dead bodies or something instead of going out and raping women or something.
Yeah, I think it's fine, but you have to tell me first. Like, hey, what are you going to use my body for?
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
We're going to use you for a cooking show when you get on. What do you think? What?
Use me for fuck like Bernie from Weekends at Bernie's.
Yeah, well, there's this new kind of pinata we're working on. We're going to hang you from a tree and beat you with a stick. It'll be fine. We're not going to take pictures, though, because we'll all get fired, but it'll be hilarious. I'd sell my body to science is the point. As long as it's something cool, like snowplow recovery or like ways to keep homeless people off benches. You just drop my fat ass on spikes.
I like it. That's a good idea. Long this help of society, you say, essentially.
Right? So that was organs.
All right. Now here's the one I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be fun, Jody.
Is it fucked up? Yeah, it's fucked up that they took that lady's organs.
Yes, it that's is. That hard, is fucked up.
Hard answer. Yeah, that's fucked up. But somebody probably could use it more.
Yeah. All right. You ready for this, Jody?
Yeah.
What if I were to tell you there is a black Undertaker?
I thought you were going to tell me something like, what if I were to tell you that the Undertaker started a country music career or some shit?
Nah, that's not fun.
A black this Undertaker?
Is yes.
Is he the Undertaker?
Oh, you're wondering what he is. I'm glad you said that, Jody, because you're going to find out right now.
Undertaker, two A's.
All right, let's play the video.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Are you afraid? There's nothing wrong hiding behind a mask. But if I unveil you, I'm sure Donald Trump would deport you.
Oh, shit.
I am the soul taker. Some people might know me as the nigga taker.
Oh. Oh.
So get in here, little burrito.
Oh,
yes, that is correct, Jody.
Oh, Delvin.
I know you're wondering several things.
Can I get a t-shirt? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I think we should get Lena the plug one of those shirts as of late. She qualifies.
That is a great idea.
That's her new ring name.
That definitely is.
You say it. I can't.
One, yes, that is a Mexican wrestler he is fighting. Yes, he threatened to have that guy deported.
Soul Taker.
And yes, his other wrestling name is, in fact, the Nigger Taker.
See, he said A, but it was spelled E-R in the thing. So I'm not sure who to believe, but I guess I'm going to take his word for it because he's yes. The gimmick.
Yes, he is a black wrestler who's taken the Undertaker gimmick and kind of made it his own thing.
You could say that again.
Yeah. I think if I'm correct, he started out calling himself the Nigger Taker.
Yeah.
And then once he realized, hey, if I ever want to go someplace and make some money, I might want to change his name.
Jesus,
he changed it to Soul Taker.
Oh, boy. Somebody needs to come out with Cracker Kane or something like that. Just flip-flop that whole.
Oh, I should have pulled this up. There is another Kane.
Yeah, I saw it, Delvin. Yeah, we're too far into wrestling nerdom. I don't even watch it that much, but it crossed my fucking radar, Delvin.
Yes. He's Blue Kane.
Blue Kane.
Fire. He has snow.
Yeah. Like Sub-Zero.
Yes.
He's not as big as Kane. That's one thing I did notice, because Kane, Glenn Jacobs, a big motherfucker.
I think he's 7'1".
Yeah, well, I just meant thick, too. He's 280. He's a big fucking guy.
Big dude.
The other dude is definitely big, but he's not, like, thick like Kane was when he showed up.
Exactly.
Kane was a stand-in for Diesel. He was the replacement Diesel when they left. Like, that wasn't Kane. Was it?
That you're correct. That
okay.
That was Kane.
That's right.
That was Kane.
Big fella. Just saying, like, it's I like the idea that they're, like, rehashing these old guys. I think that one's going to need a little bit more work.
Oh, you don't say. So, I know Jody's wondering, Delvin, do you have any more videos of this fella?
I was wondering. I said, you probably got a few.
Well, I actually have an interview with the Soul Taker.
That's not what they call him.
Well, that's what they call him for the news interview. Damn sure they call him the Nigger Taker.
Yeah.
Can you guess where this interview is at, Jody? I just want to see if you can guess.
Hopefully in front of the NAACP headquarters, if I had to guess anywhere.
Where is the most offensive place you think an interview could be at?
Cracker Barrel? With the taker? At the Cracker Barrel.
You're close.
Popeyes?
I'm just going to show you. Here is the clip. Yes. The nigga taker is at the Taco Fest.
God damn it.
Miss Meadows, when you deal with the soul taker, it doesn't matter if it's Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. When you deal with the soul taker, it's no souls matter. And they can follow all the soul taker adventures on Instagram at Evil Soul Taker.
Give us a rundown really fast, you guys. What time are the shows today?
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., right here at the Fountain Walk, Novi, Michigan. It's the inaugural Taco Fest, Pro Wrestling All-Stars live.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. This may be the first time that I don't think I have any words. How bad does that hurt, Soul Taker?
I'll tell you this. Back a few months ago, I challenged Huel Perkins. And once I challenged him, he said to all your staff there at WJBK-TV that he has to retire. He got so scared, he looked at Monica, and Monica Gale said, "Oh, Huel, I gotta retire too because the Soul Taker is coming to let it rip."
Well, what about Charlie Langton? He's still there.
Well, Charlie Langton, you talk too much. You talk too much on WWJ News Radio.
Oh, damn.
Get some sleep.
I'm all for this.
No souls matter.
Charlie.
Just coming to start roasting him?
Wait a minute.
Bring that No Souls Matter back. I want a rematch with this guy. I'll put my wrestling skills against No Souls Matter anytime. That's right. And you know who's going to join me?
Who?
Kevra.
Yeah.
They call him Killer Kevra. Killer Kevra. We want a tag team. Bring those guys on. I'm not going to lose. We're going to break. Right, Killer Kevra?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get him. Yeah.
Get in there.
Come on. Come on, No Souls. Bring it on.
They are saying it. Charlie and Derek are both talking some mess, dude. They think they can take you.
Well, Derek Kevra, I know what you're about. Last time I saw you, you injured yourself playing basketball.
I can watch this all fucking day, Derek.
Beat my WDIV Channel 4. Don't make me strike a weather lightning bolt on you.
Ooh, Derek.
Because I think Alan Longstreak is a better meteorologist.
Oh. You think we're scared of you? We're not scared of you.
He's not scared. Killer Kevra's not scared of you.
Yeah, it's a brand new ACL. This thing's stronger than it ever has been.
We want you.
Come on.
Bring him on. Come on now. Yeah.
They're bringing him out.
They
are not letting this go. They are not.
This is beautiful. I could watch it all day. I wish my local news would cut promos.
Did you notice he said, "Give this guy a taco at the end"?
I missed that part. I was just thinking that old guy, if he knew his other name, he probably would have been calling him it.
He 100% would have been calling him it.
He probably would have called him that anyway. I'd be like, "How'd you know his nickname?" He goes, "What nickname?" That's where he got it from. That is funny. He knew how to bust his ass on a local level, though. That was fucking great. Where'd you go? The meteorologist at Channel 7 is way better than you'll ever be, and his wife is not as ugly and fat as yours.
I love local news. Local news is fun.
I never get to watch it anymore, but I would if that kind of shit happened.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I got a hot newscaster. She looks like one of my wife's friends. It's pretty sick.
Oh, that's dope.
Fawn over her.
We have one here that does the weather. That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
this chick's okay. She's got big fat titties. Big fat titties and a pointy nose. Every time she's on there, I'm like, look at your old big fat titties and your pointy nose. What's the news today, baby girl, while I eat lunch?
Love it. Well, no, we probably could do one more. We'll do one more end on this happy note.
Yeah, we'll do one more and then give me something happy.
All right, so?
We're almost at an hour. We're keeping good time today, bud.
So, all right, so you got?
Give me, let's see, there was one of the ones from last. Give me daughter. What was daughter? Don't call me daughter.
Oh, this is a good one. Because this is going to spark a conversation.
Is it better than Insler Taker? Because that's going to be hard to beat.
It's going to be wild. I think I should just play this one for you. I don't even have to play.
Going in cold. Here he goes. He's going to break my heart.
This is a wild one.
Yeah.
I saw this. I'm like, I have to bring this to Jody so he can comment on this shit.
I'm looking at your forehead. And it looks like you have the letter K on your forehead.
It does. Because
Whoa. There's no K's in your name. What is projecting the K on your forehead?
All right. You can see that, right?
Yeah.
Now let's play it. So you can hear what he's talking about. Richmond, VA rapper Corey Ja is going viral currently for lying about his daughter's death 2 years ago to promote his music career.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Nobody was aware of the information that I'm about to drop, but like I said, my daughter is definitely still alive, and she's here in Richmond, and I just want to really, really let people know, like, I'm human.
God damn.
I made a mistake.
So.
Oh, Delvin.
There's more to it. So yeah, there's a lot.
And I'm genuinely conscious of the mistake that I made. So I understand if people no longer want to support me. I understand that people no longer want to.
Ain't nobody trying to fuck with me no more.
Division or support what I'm doing anymore. I fully understand it. And I just wanted it to come from me instead of something else out here, you know? So, with that being said, to everyone who has been here, who has loved and who I've given love to, and just know that from the bottom of my heart, I genuinely do apologize.
And I'm sorry.
I wanted to go. Just like,
Delvin, do you forgive him for lying about his daughter dying?
All right, there are several things. Well, first, before we even go to that part,
yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you know who Corey Ja is?
Not even kind of a clue.
So
I kind of, to be honest with you, Delvin, I don't even care that his daughter died.
Yeah. And this is the thing.
I kind of don't care that she would have died, or that the fact that she didn't die makes me care a little less.
This is the thing. He did this to promote his music career. And it didn't work.
What did he like? Did he hand out mixtapes at the funeral? Like, how the fuck was that supposed to help?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how did he think that was going to help. And the fact that,
yo, this one goes out to my daughter. She was killed 2 months ago. Rest in peace, baby girl.
No one knows who the fuck this guy is.
That's even better. I don't even have a daughter. Just sorry, guys.
Yeah. Like, it didn't work. Like, your plan is terrible.
See, that's kind of like, I can't really be mad about lying about this shit, because who gives a fuck? Unless he did some kind of like a GoFundMe or something for money for that. Like, that would be, that's fraudulent, I guess.
Yes, it is. That's illegal.
But if it's just a storyline thing, like, yeah, dude, he could have been like, I had three daughters. They all died. They drove off a cliff together. I don't fucking know. Like, what if he just made it up and it wasn't true at all? Would that be just as fucked up? Like, is this, remember how when everybody found out that Rick Ross used to be a CO and like he kind of lost like 80% of his fucking cred?
Yes.
But by then it was too late because he'd already gotten everybody's money. Like, people still listen to Rick Ross, right? Like, he's still around.
Yeah. People don't care about that shit at all.
I don't know, dude. I feel like a lot of people kind of stopped fucking with Rick Ross because he was big as shit for a while. And now he's he's not anywhere around.
He still is.
Shut up. You're in Miami. I understand you guys probably have like fucking statues of him around there.
Not only in Miami. He's like a... I guess Instagram famous now.
You got Rick Ross on every fucking light pole. It's just like the topper is Rick Ross standing with his belly hanging out.
He's like Instagram famous now. He's like this. He goes like viral all the time for all the crazy shit he does on Instagram.
Yeah, he was famous before. Stuff? I'm just saying, like, Rick Ross really fucking like used the sweet spot of like when rap was popping. Like, he was one of those people. Yes. It was like Rick Ross, T-Pain, Little John, like there's a few of those people, Pitbull, that probably shouldn't have been as famous as they were, but just they were at the right fucking place. And they said,
yeah, he's still pretty famous. He was on TV a couple months ago. He was on AEW Wrestling.
Ricky Rose.
In a very viral clip about him of Rick Ross is funny, man. You have to watch some of these Rick Ross videos. They are hilarious.
I got no problem with Rick Ross. I'm just saying, like, he acted like a gangster in his music, but in fact, he was not a gangster. And in fact, yeah, he was a CO for many years.
Yes. He was a correction officer.
People don't like that.
Not at all. Well, this generation is a little different. This generation is weird. I don't want to say weird. They're different from my generation because my generation, if you was a snitch, that was the end of your career. In a lot of cases, that's probably the end of your life.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, all right, whatever.
Well, everybody's got cameras in their phones now. Like, you can't just kill somebody and get away with it. For the most part. I'm not saying it don't happen, but I'm saying statistically speaking, you're going to go through a lot of trouble to make sure that you get zero evidence and zero clips of you murdering somebody in this day and age.
Yeah, we literally just got a clip of somebody. We literally played a clip of somebody shooting at IHOP. Like, it's not hard to get video.
Right. And that's that. Then you go to prison forever. So I feel like that would sway a few people from what it used to be.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I guess the hard answer is, was it worth it for this guy? Because no one knows who the fuck he is.
Yeah, I still don't know. The hard answer, make up another story. Make up another kid and say you like ran it over with a car or something. Just become the guy who kills your kids on accident over and over again, like in strange and funny ways.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is,
he couldn't possibly have that many kids, so this would be something Nick Cannon would have to do. He would just be like, and then my fourth baby daughter, I pushed her down the stairs. She tackled the other one, and then they landed in the street, got run over. And then they all fucking died.
Because this seems like a thing that you could easily, like, figure out.
My name's Nick Cannon, and I'm coming all inside. I'm making babies. 7 days a week.
Like, nobody, like, hey, who's that little girl you're walking with down the street?
What little girl? You seen a ghost?
That look like your daughter. Nah. Like, nobody asked them. My daughter's dead.
Yeah. No, I heard the album. She was, what? No, his daughter's right here.
It's right there.
It's probably his baby mama found out. Like, nobody else cared, but his baby mama, like, found out somehow. And she was like, what's his name?
Corey Ja.
Rafe Kwan or whatever the fuck. Listen, get your ass in there. You apologize to all these other motherfuckers thinking your baby daughter is dead.
Yes. She probably finally heard the album. Like, what?
Your daughter's
not dead.
He showed up in an airbrushed t-shirt with a picture of his daughter and angel wings and shit.
He showed up to the barbecue.
Where did you even get this t-shirt? Oh, this is from my album release party.
Daddy, why does that t-shirt have me with wings on it?
Because you're my little angel, baby. Laundry day, he didn't have anything else. Fuck. So this should show up with my belly hanging out. I'm going to roll the dice. Maybe nobody will notice.
people notice. Because in the video, he says, like, I want to get this out for somebody else to tell the story. That somebody else was his baby mama.
Damn.
She 100% was for the snitch.
She was going to tell 12 people that he was going to lose his record contract with fucking with Spotify. Oh.
Problem. I have never heard of this dude at all. Never. But I guess he matters to somebody.
Man, maybe he could. Maybe his rap is awesome, and this would just be the stepping stone for him. But yeah, I'd have to say that was a bad call. And if you're gonna lie about fucking, you know, your kids dying, like kill them or take them to their grandmama's house until they grow up.
Yeah,
you got to commit to the story, dog.
Something better than what the fuck you did, because that was terrible.
Yeah, try harder.
Be a better liar. All right, I think the perfect way to end this is the way we started it. With a good old What Would Boosie Do video.
Oh, did they actually let Boosie ride the fucking the ride? Were you just playing with me, Delvin? Did they say, come on back in here, Boosie? And he goes, all right. Boosie always having a hard time.
Let's see the gentleman in question.
Oh, there he is, Boosie. This was after the Carnival Circus ride.
Yes, yes. At a fast food restaurant.
Oh. Looks like McDonald's. There's weed smoke rolling out of the car. I've been there.
Hey, I get some strawberry jelly, about four of them. Here.
He looks sad. He's so high.
He does look depressed.
Feel like he just woke up, but he's just high.
Hey, what my...
Man, what the fuck?
Hey.
What are you squeezing it for, Boozy?
Hey, excuse me.
He is stressed.
Excuse me.
Hey, excuse me. I ordered the meal. I wanted the meal.
The meal?
Yeah, with the hash brown.
That's what he really wanted. Just holding money out there. We're just pissed off. How you gonna get breakfast with no hash brown, bitch?
Look how he looks. He looks just so disheveled.
Just put out.
Destroyed.
Trying to eat my goddamn breakfast. Well, I'm rolling through McDonald's and they forgot my fucking tater. Pulling out the strap, bitch.
About four of them.
About four, five of them. I'm surprised he didn't start shooting through the drive-thru window of the day he was having. Probably. That was very calm. Look, there's two instances. Listen, Boosie has openly, like, talked about, I would kill a motherfucker if I caught him fucking my mama. Like,
yeah, wild shit.
There's two incidences where Boosie Badass was put in a situation and he handled it like a goddamn gentleman. How about that?
How about that? That's growth.
Even gangsters can grow, Delvin.
That's true. That's true. Even gangsters.
They didn't even give him all his food and nobody got shot at McDonald's. It's a good day.
Yeah. Good job, Boosie.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, Boosie.
Anything else we got to say before we go, Jody?
Fucking go listen to some Boosie and watch the... I can't say his name. Will you say it for me? Watch that wrestler.
Go watch the
Taser. No, that's a firework. That's a different thing, Delvin.
Yes. The Soul Taker. You can watch his matches on YouTube. He's there. You can check out his matches. The match that he was talking about with him fighting the Mexican guy apparently on there as well.
He looked like he was wearing a Rob Zombie mask. Like from back
like a Rob Zombie
when Rob Zombie would tour in the 90s and he would wear the fucking the crazy hair. That's what it looked like.
It did. I think that's the first Undertaker mask he had on. I don't know if you remember. Undertaker used to have a mask.
The Phantom of the Opera mask?
Yes.
Maybe. That one might have been painted. The one that he was wearing wasn't. It just looked kind of like Rob Zombie would put like glow-in-the-dark paint and shit on it or something.
Exactly.
That was wild. Oh, and if you're going to... If you're going to eat breakfast and you don't want to get beat up, you know, go to IHOP, I guess, but you might get shot instead.
Yeah, there you go. That's who learned today.
You can go get eggs and bacon at Cracker Barrel, too, but they might call you the N-word.
Probably. Might. Most likely. They'll call you the N-word.
Or whatever they call you through the speakers.
They'll say, cool or cool is coming in, and then they'll call you the N-word.
We got a...
So don't go to Cracker Barrel.
Codename Kool-Aid. Codename Kool-Aid times six. They're all wearing the same t-shirt.
Oh, man. Jody, let them notify you, brother.
No, you guys don't get to come find me. You don't get to know nothing about me. I'm not hard to find. You figure it out. If you got this far, you know where to find me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Google search Po' Boys Podcast. Yeah. Go to ArizonaBayCoffee.com. Try out both of our signature blends, the Gun Barrel Butt Sacks and the Big Black Cocks. Those two fantastic blends for you and your family, your wife.
You probably can figure out which one is which.
Yeah, I'm Big Black Cocks, obviously. Stupid. But no, that's a lot of fun. That's all I really got right now. Watch Rubberneckers Thursday nights at 9 Eastern with me and John Domingo. We hang out and party. We've been getting into some mischief as of late, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I guess that's it.
Yeah, buddy.
We out. Peace.
Good night.
Recording stopped.
Soul taker. Jesus Christ.
That's a wild. Somebody sent that to me. I'm like, oh, this has to go on the show. This has to go on the show immediately.
Oh, it's about 10 years too late. They could have got Kofi Kingston into that role if they'd have tried hard enough back in the day.
Yeah. I was looking up the guy. Yeah. The Soul Taker, apparently, and I should have brought this up on the show. He wasn't the first Soul Taker. Can you guess who the first Soul Taker was?
Soul Taker, that was the name?
Yes, that was his name.
Was it The Undertaker first? Is that where you got the inspiration from?
No, the first Soul Taker was somebody that you might know as a wrestler.
Okay, hold on. It's got to be like a creepy person?
No.
No.
See, well, he was a creepy person.
Like a creepy gimmick person? That's what I was trying to think. Like Chris Canyon or something like that?
He had one creepy gimmick at one point, so yes.
Was it Bray Wyatt?
No. Okay. You got to think back in the 90s.
Psycho Sid. Vicious.
No. You're getting closer.
Bam Bigelow.
I'll give you an idea.
Doink the Clown.
Attitude Era wrestler.
Goldust.
You're getting warmer.
Fuck.
Very popular with the ladies.
Mankind. Val Venus.
Not Val Venus.
Gangrel.
You're hot. Very popular with the ladies.
Gangrel?
No, not Gangrel.
No, he did gay porn. Excuse me.
His gimmick was he was popular with the ladies.
Shawn Michaels?
No.
Fucking meat.
You were close with Val Venus.
Marty Jannetty. Billy Gunn.
Val Venus, the porn star.
Yeah.
Who was another wrestler who was very like that? Not a porn star.
The Godfather?
Exactly.
Ah.
His original gimmick was he was the Soul Taker.
That makes sense. Like, so that was probably when he did Whatchaconder. Ah, fuck. What's his name? Top Hat. Papa Shango.
Yeah. Right before Papa Shango, he was the Soul Taker.
Damn.
Because when I looked up the guy, I was trying to find the guy. I couldn't find him in the Soul Taker. I had to like look hard. I'm like, oh.
Because he did it for like 3 weeks on a fucking indoor matches or whatever, dark matches.
Exactly. He did it like, I think from 2019 to now.
Delvin, you want to see some shit? Like, I think there's a podcast that does this. I don't know what it is. It's got jobbers in the title, I think. Jobber or whatever the fuck it is. No, you know what? It was a Twitter account, and it was just like, it would be like random WWF jobbers from back in the day, the Job Squad or whatever.
Okay.
So I had the Peacock, and I was watching that shit, and I would go through and just like, you know, start watching random shit. I started watching Superstars, because I used to watch Superstars when I was a kid before I started watching Raw. You know, like I didn't have cable. So when I first got it, Superstars was Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock wrestling. So when you watch those shows, if you ever fucking watch Superstars, I don't know how long it's been, if you have or haven't.
Oh, wow.
It's got all their Job Squad. It's fucking crazy because literally the matches that they have for Superstars are just, it's promos and squash matches. That's all they have. So the face comes out or the heel, if they've got like a popular heel, whatever, but it's all squash matches. Harlem Globetrotters and fucking Washington Generals. Like every single match is against some random jobber that you've probably never fucking heard of. And there's one for every single match.
And they beat the fuck out of them.
For sure. Every single time. Like there's no, you know, it's just to shine them up on Superstars. So you should go check it out on Peacock. Just go to the, you know, whatever, WWF, find WWF Superstars and just pick one of them. And just watch it for 30 minutes or whatever it is. And it's like, welcome to Saturday Morning Superstars, whatever the fuck. They do an interview. Hey, promo. Talk about a match coming up. Let's go live to Madison Square Garden, which was their fucking their home base or whatever. And it's Doink the Clown against Steve Johnson. And it's just a white dude in a singlet. Like, and it's all that. All the tag teams are fucking job squads. It's just the funniest goddamn thing. Mark Murphy. And he pulls on the fucking rings.
Did you ever see the video of Perry Saturn beating the fuck out of the jobber because the jobber did something wrong? And he like beats the living shit out of this guy.
I've seen Perry Saturn beat up a couple people, yeah.
To the point, I think they fired him for it.
Was it when he was still wearing blue jeans, like in Raven's Flock time?
Oh, it was in WWE.
Oh, shit, I don't know that one then.
Let me see if I can find it.
He was intense when he fucking first came in with the Flock and everything. Perry Saturn, he wore blue jeans. He would look like a bulldog. Do you see the wrestlers on that convention thing I sent you the other day?
Yeah.
The Steiner brothers and Lex Luger.
That is fucking cool. I don't think it would be cool at all,
Delvin. I don't think it would be worth the money. Isn't Lex Luger like fucking paralyzed or something?
I was going to say that. I think he's in a fucking wheelchair.
And Rick Steiner doesn't like gay people or something. I remember they fucking tore his ass apart recently.